Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Political leaders have been stopping around the region this week. Congressman Rob Bresnahan brought Dr. Mehmet Oz to a hospital in Scranton, and Governor Josh Shapiro paid a visit to a mosque in Pike County. It's Friday, February 27th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Scranton today. Congressman Rob Bresnahan brought Dr. Mehmet Oz to Moses Taylor Hospital in Scranton on Thursday. Oz is the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. Tenor Health Foundation purchased Moses Taylor, along with Regional Hospital of Scranton and Wilkes-Barre General, on February 1st. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from Moses.
Tenor CEO Radha Savitala welcomed Bresnahan and Oz to Scranton. Bresnahan was one of several local officials that helped facilitate the sale. Oz touted the Rural Health Transformation Program. Pennsylvania was awarded $193 million from the fund this year. Oz is optimistic it will help the state.
This is a life rope. It's a opportunity to get back in to the game, and that money could be used here wisely.
He says states can use the money for workforce development, telemedicine, maternity care, and more. Oz says he's not concerned about potential financial threats to hospitals as they face changes to Medicaid. President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill is estimated to cut federal Medicaid spending by more than $900 billion over 10 years. Bresnahan voted for the bill. He says he's focused on supporting healthcare in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Thank you to Tenor for taking this initiative, not being concerned about some of the proposed changes that may be coming down the pipeline, but for believing in Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Savitala says Tenor leadership is working on a capital plan.
Best way that we can do that too is increase our services and be more responsible with how we get reimbursed so that we can build that pool of money to invest back into the hospitals.
Savitala says she appreciates the federal support and the health system is there to stay in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. In Scranton, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Now we'll go to Pike County. As police continue to investigate who fired into an unoccupied Pike County mosque early Sunday, mosque worshippers got a boost from someone who knows about being attacked. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, Governor Josh Shapiro visited the mosque on Wednesday.
Before Muslims prayed Wednesday in a Pike County mosque, Imam Fahid Mahmoud pondered the gunfire that brought them together. Early Sunday, only hours after worshippers gathered on the fourth full day of Ramadan, Islam's holy month, someone fired multiple bullets into the six-month-old mosque. Mahmoud couldn't understand why anyone would do that, but he showed a minister's empathy for the shooter.
The person who did it, maybe he has some mental problem, some emotional, maybe something going on in his personal life. You know, sometimes people, they go through a lot in their personal lives, family lives, and they don't know how to deal with it.
Police continue to investigate. The nation's largest Muslim civil rights organization is offering a $5,000 reward. Governor Josh Shapiro, who is Jewish, told the congregants the attack on the mosque was very personal to him. Remember, a man attacked the governor's mansion last year while he and his family slept.
I don't want anyone in this room to feel alone. I don't want anyone in this room to feel intimidated. I want everyone in this room to feel as though you belong.
Mahmoud, the imam, sounded unafraid as he explained how he would handle an encounter with the shooter.
If I see him, I would like to sit with him and talk with him and try to console him, comfort him. What's going on in your life? How can I help you? How may I help you deal with that situation?
Reporting from Pike County, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now for a little bit of state politics. It took answering just one question for Pennsylvania Treasurer Stacey Garrity to secure President Donald Trump's coveted endorsement in this year's governor's race. That's according to an audio recording obtained by our colleagues at WITF of Garrity recounting the story at a Republican fundraiser. Here's Jackson White with more.
Garrity told the story of her winning Trump's endorsement to local Republicans at a private dinner in Lancaster County on February 12th. An audio recording of her speech was shared with WITF by an attendee, who was granted anonymity because the person didn't have permission to record the event. WITF confirmed Garrity's comments with two others in the audience. She talked about the progress her campaign has made and how her race has drawn Trump's attention.
We were just the 10th gubernatorial campaign in the country to earn President Trump's endorsement.
Garrity said a lot of Republicans she'd been speaking to were asking whether Trump would endorse her campaign. Then Congressman Scott Perry, a former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, reached out one night while she was on the phone with some Republican committee members. Garrity said Perry texted her about the president.
Hey, POTUS has a question. Call me.
Garrity said Perry relayed a message from Trump.
And so the president had one question, and Scott said, "That's all I needed to know."
You're probably wondering what that question was. Garrity did not tell the audience in Lancaster County, and her campaign didn't respond to multiple requests for comment on this story. Neither did Perry's campaign nor the White House. Garrity said on the recording she wasn't sure how long it'd take for Trump to publicize backing her against incumbent Governor Josh Shapiro this year. Garrity said she thought it could be weeks or maybe months until Trump said anything. But sure enough,
20 minutes later, there's the Truth Social post. Wow. So, you just never know.
Garrity is a Bradford County native and longtime Trump ally, and his endorsement was a vital step in her campaign. She's attended many of his rallies in Pennsylvania, including one in 2022, where she echoed Trump's false claim that he won the 2020 presidential election. 2020 was when Garrity first won her office, so in her speech, she thanked Trump for his support. Then she said,
"And we know that he won. So he pushed a lot of us over the finish line. I am forever grateful."
Now, Garrity has backtracked those comments. She told reporters earlier this year that she got caught up in the moment of being at the rally. But Democrats have pointed to that moment, along with her supporting some of Trump's policies, to criticize Garrity for what they call her putting loyalty to Trump above fighting for Pennsylvanians. Trump has promised to use various levers of his power as president to influence this year's midterm elections. He also keeps falsely claiming that mass fraud cost him the 2020 election against former President Joe Biden. The FBI seized hundreds of boxes of 2020 ballots from a Georgia elections facility in January. And in his State of the Union address, Trump repeated another false accusation.
"The cheating is rampant in our elections. It's rampant."
Garrity said as governor, she'd work with Trump on organizing Pennsylvania's elections, after he said on a podcast in February that Republicans should, quote, nationalize them. I'm Jackson White in Harrisburg.
Okay, one last thing for you today. And listen up if you're looking for something to do tonight. The Luzerne County Historical Society will offer a gallery talk about its new exhibition, celebrating the semi-quincentennial 250 years of history tonight. The exhibit features artifacts from over 500 years of Luzerne County history. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more from the museum on South Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre.
On the second floor are documents with signatures from past presidents. There's a canoe that was pulled from the Susquehanna River. It dates back to the 1600s and was used by indigenous peoples. On the first floor, there's portraits of important people from Luzerne County.
We tried to cover as many topics as possible, and then within those topics, expand out with different items.
That's Mark Ricchetti Jr. He's the Society's Director of Operations and Programs. Ricchetti also curated the exhibit. He says it's an opportunity to showcase how far Luzerne County has come.
But it's also an opportunity to remember, this was an experiment. Many of the founding fathers weren't sure if this was going to work.
The discussion is today at 7 p.m. Ricchetti will talk about the exhibit's themes and design process. But he says the event will be laid back. They want people to explore the museum. Reporting from Wilkes-Barre, I'm Kat Bolis, WVIA News. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.